This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Mark Searin, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing in Litchfield. Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. DC Waste and Recycling. And Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield. And now, Sports Saturday, live from the Nakoma's Homecoming.
Tim Ives along with David Jenkins and Terry Toad here at the 3-on-3 basketball tournament at the Nakoma's Homecoming. And Terry, last week we had you on the phone.
Yeah.
This week we got you live and direct on a remote.
Live and direct, and I tell you what, here we are in the middle of July. It is hotter than blue blazes. It is muggier than the tropics, and we're sitting in air-conditioned comfort watching 3-on-3 basketball. Is this the kind of the dream job or what?
Beats working for a living, don't it?
It beats working for a living. It really
absolutely
does.
Absolutely. Of
it
course,
really does. Yeah.
Football Friday, just a few short weeks away, so we'll be having our football preview show coming up a week before the high school football season kicks off. And a couple weeks ago, we had our buddy Louie Lang in studio talking about the need for IHSA officials, and last night, I had a Little League baseball game in Litchfield, and the home plate umpire, don't remember his last name, but Matt, young guy, and we were talking, and he is getting in to officiate and involved with Louie Lang and that type. So, and I told him, we did a show a couple weeks ago about the need for officials. Like, I heard about that.
Yeah.
So for anybody out there who is thinking about getting into officiating, the IHSA is in a need for younger officials, but it is good to know that there are some young people who are going down that path.
And, Tim, we talk about giving back to the community, not only in the world of sports, but just as citizens, you know. And what we want to do is make sure that, you know, there are different ways to give back to your community. You can give back as a volunteer with the kids. You can give back as a volunteer coach. You can give back as a game official. And, you know, it's not an easy job, especially being a game official, because, you know, you're going to get chewed on a little bit. But if you really want some satisfaction where you've made a difference, where you can, and I always looked at it from the standpoint, and I officiated little kids for 30 years, try to have some fun with it, you know. Learn the kids and learn, you know, to talk with the parents. And if there's a question, take the time to explain something. And more than once I said, man, you know, I don't know. I just don't know the rule, and that's something I'm going to have to learn, and don't be afraid to admit that. But the thing of it is, get out there and give back to the community.
Sometimes the best thing you can say is, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. And that kind of forces yourself to make the effort to learn, and or contact somebody like our buddy Louie Lang, you know, who's officiated 9 gazillion games, and say, okay, Louie, what's this situation? How would you have handled it? And, you know, how have you handled it in the past? So, you know, there's all sorts of ways to give back, and this is a perfect example here at the Nakoma's Homecoming. Nikki Lohman has joined us here, and you've been involved in organizing this, although we understand Taylor was involved big time in getting this all organized this year.
Yes, Taylor took the reins this year and organized it. She's leaving in August to go to college, and she wants to go into sports marketing. She's going to Maryville University in St. Louis. And so with everything we have going on, the time management skills for myself this summer are a little thin.
Yeah.
Summer always goes fast, but I would imagine this one's flying by.
You got a couple other irons in the fire.
I do have a couple irons in the fire. Yeah. And so she took charge of it, and she handled all of it from the sponsorships to the organization of the T-shirts to, you know, emailing out the registration forms, doing the gym. I mean, she designed the shirts, and she did a great job.
A lot of people do not realize the intense level of the need for volunteers to make this work. I mean, it's good to have a couple of, you know, maybe a half a dozen people to help organize it, but if you don't have volunteers, you can't pull this off.
Absolutely not. And she just got called because everything was running pretty smoothly. And on the court number three over there, we just had a ref decide his daughter's playing. It's Brandon Engelman, our girls' basketball coach.
Yeah.
And his daughter has a team in playing, and he pulled himself from the reffing position at that point. So she was running around, you know, and so Scott Stouter jumped in, you can see, and took over the wheel. So, I mean, people are wonderful at jumping in, and we've had people calling us this morning that said, I haven't gotten back to her yet, but I will be there at 10 o'clock to come in. And some people think that if I can't be here at 8 a.m., I can't help. Well, that's not true.
Yes.
If you can roll in here at 10 o'clock and give somebody a break to go have a soda or a sandwich, that's just as good. So we make sure we stress that.
You talked about for an official, sometimes you have to be able to say, I don't know. But when you're running an event like this, I don't know really isn't an option.
Yeah.
No. You kind of have to come up with an answer or figure it out. And I had to explain that to her this morning, too, because something didn't go as planned as she wanted to. And it was no big deal. And she was having, you know, one of her moments. And I said, Taylor, the only one that's going to know is you.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, nothing ever goes perfect.
No.
Nothing. No event in the history of mankind has ever gone perfect. So just expect to have to wing it or, you know, make a change on the fly. And you know, being 18 years old makes it a little more intense, but you do it a few years and you just kind of learn to roll with the punches.
It also helped taking her sadness, I think, away from it this year because she can't participate.
Yeah.
This is her first year unable to play, and being involved still on this side of it, I think, helped with that.
As a mom, though, what a career your daughter has.
Yes,
she was a 1,000-point scorer. You know, we saw kind of a resurgence in this girls' basketball program here the last few years at Nokomis, and Taylor was a big part of that.
Yes, she was. We are super proud of her because she had a huge group her freshman year with the Ashley Schneider, Alexis McDowell group. So she didn't get a varsity time her freshman year. So in 3 years, I always tell her, you ended up number 8 on a list of.
Well, if you're in the top 10 at this school, that's a career.
Yeah. You've done something, and play only 3 years of varsity.
Yeah.
You've done something.
Very proud of her.
Now, and what's Taylor want? She wanted to get into sports marketing, you say?
Yes. She wants to do sports marketing, and along with that, she wants to get into graphic design.
Uh-huh.
So taking on promotional events, things of that nature for, you know, geared towards sports. But she wants to be able to handle the graphics, the logos, all that in it, along with the business side of it. So,
talking with Nikki Lohman, who's joined us here at the Nokomis Homecoming. Nikki, we talk about the benefits of interscholastic activities, extracurricular activities in school. I think Nokomis is a great example of just how many kids are involved in the non-traditional classrooms like gymnasiums and football fields and baseball fields and, you know, drama, the variety show and stuff like that. This people don't realize the value of these sorts of things.
Absolutely. I think going into college now, you worry about time management skills in kids going to college. And I think if they're involved in those extracurricular activities in high school, it teaches them that early because you have to be able to go to practice and get your homework finished and go to games and get home and keep your grades up. You know, you're not allowed to do those extracurricular activities if you're not maintaining a certain level of academics. You know, it's a privilege. It's not a necessity.
And it's interesting because when a student athlete first gets involved in something, you know, they're kind of under the gun going, okay, how am I going to get all this done? And then eventually you figure out a way, and then it just becomes, you know, second nature.
Absolutely. And I say, you made a good point, is, you know, we do put a lot of value on, you know, the gym and the football field and the baseball field, but there are, you know, Nokomis happens to be a very small school. We do have a Scholastic Bowl team that has performed really, really well. And I know that Hillsborough, I am amazed every year at the work that goes into the operetta. The kids that are involved in that in Hillsborough, I think it's amazing those programs that they have, you know, for the community too to be involved in.
And we see statistics from the Illinois High School Association the National Federation of High Schools about young people who get involved in extracurricular activities, whether it's band, chorus, sports of any sort, and just how much better they are as managers and supervisors when they get jobs. And it all goes back. You know, you can do so much in a math classroom, but you can do different kinds of learning and different kinds of activities on a basketball court, and learn team, teamwork, and the fact that you're going to have to perhaps give up something, in order to gain success for somebody else, and just, you know, the teamwork thing is just amazing.
It is. I agree. I think it teaches people that sometimes you can't do it all by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to depend on others.
Nick, you mentioned Nokomis, obviously a small community, but this 3-on-3 basketball tournament draws from a very wide area.
Yes, it does. I think our farthest team this year is from Springfield. We usually, and it's a returning team.
Yeah.
Every year we have the difference in baseball, whether it's going to be finished by the homecoming or still playing. Of course, when it's finished by homecoming, we have a better turnout. But I think Taylor said there's 35 teams here this year. Our biggest was 44. So.
And I remember last year you commented that it's gotten to the point this tournament has where teams are contacting you. You don't have to go out and search for teams. They're seeking you out.
Yes. They know that it's the second weekend in July. This year we had a little confusion because the first landed on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So some people were confused on where it was because it seems like it's a little later this year with that happening. But it all worked out. But, yeah, we have people that email us wanting to know when it is. They've got it on the calendar. They want to make sure that they get here. But, yeah, it's amazing. Looking out there now, because I don't even know some of the volunteers that she contacted to do some of this. And I see, you know, Brian Chaussey's out there.
Yeah.
As a
Well, Brian's just standing there.
Yeah, he's
not going to blow the whistle much, you know. He's going, no blood, no foul. Okay, let's just
play
keep
on.
Playing. Yeah, play on.
He took the oldest division. They kind of know what they're doing.
Another interesting thing, as you look just around the gymnasium and you come through the place, you see grandparents, you see parents, you see cousins, you see, this really kind of turns into a family affair during the homecoming.
Absolutely. And, you know, we couldn't do it without the school district, you know, allowing us to have it in the facility because we do have an amazing facility.
Yeah.
So we couldn't do it without that. But I always tell people often because, you know, sometimes sports, as much as it gets accolades for being a wonderful thing, sometimes it does get a negative persona.
Sure.
Of it takes over for some families. And I always tell people, I don't know how your family works, but having two kids, one in junior high and one in high school, a lot of times that's our family time. Well, I don't get my two kids in the car very often, so when we're headed to an event, we're together. And we're actually together at those moments. And those are some bonding. You know, we go to dinner and we sit in the car and we have conversations. I mean, so it's kind of the one time that we can get together because Taylor doesn't have a schedule headed this way and Reese isn't headed this way, and you know, so it can be a really positive thing.
As long as mom or dad doesn't get kicked out.
Yeah.
That, knock on wood.
There you go.
We haven't.
You know, and another thing is when you're dealing with young people, you have to remind them, look, if you want to participate, you do it when you're young, because once you get old, you know, once you leave high school, chances are you will never wear another uniform, unless it's an intramural uniform, probably at college. So, you know, if you want to be part of the collective, so to speak, the group experience, and of course, Nokomis has a great tradition, along with a lot of other schools, you know, the time to do it is when you're young.
Yes, definitely.
Don't be waiting until, you know, you're a senior in high school and decide, well, I want to go out and play basketball. No, get in there young and get involved.
Everybody has a spot.
Yeah.
My husband always says, you know what, you might not be one of the starting five, but you have a role.
Yeah.
Whether that role is the sixth man off the bench or, you know, down the thing where you're the one inspiring them when they come in off the bench. You're that person telling them, yeah, you're having a bad game today, but you know what, you're okay. Keep your head up. You know, you need that person just as much as you need that three-point shooter out there, or that, you know, penetrator.
Yeah.
Everybody has a role. And he said, you just know your role and you know, accept it.
another great thing about the 3-on-3 tournament here at this venue, number one, it's comfortable in here. You know, it's not going to be sweltering like it is outside. Number two, if it decides to pop up a thunderstorm, you can still play basketball. You know, so that's why you thank the school so much for their participation, because they allow you to use this facility, which, by the way, ought to host a regional tournament or a sectional or a super sectional every year because it's such a great venue.
I agree. I think it's wonderful. We've said that for years, that
yeah.
we are lucky enough to have this facility. So when they, you know, offered it to us, because that's the thing, is you put in so much hard work
yeah.
and so much into it, that if it's 112 degrees outside, which by this afternoon
yeah.
it could
yeah.
be.
Well, certainly the feel like temperature
yes.
is going to be close to that, yeah.
Or like you said, if it starts to pour down rain, your work isn't, you know.
Washed out.
Well, yeah, exactly. So it gets to happen.
This is always such a well-attended event, Jerry. We go to high school varsity ball games in the winter that
oh,
might
yeah.
not have as many people in the gym as we have here today. And, Nikki, obviously the tournament is underway now. When will the championship games be held?
We are hoping to have the entire tournament wrapped up. I think my husband said the last game would be played around 1 or 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock this afternoon?
Yeah.
Usually about 2, yeah.
Good. Nikki yeah. Loma, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time here this morning on Sports Saturday. I know you're going to shuttle some different people up here for us to talk to throughout the morning, but we always enjoy our day here at the Nokomis Homecoming, the 3-on-3 basketball.
Hi, Gary, you're always a great help. Thank you so much for everything you've done. And from a personal standpoint, thank you.
No problem.
So
thanks for coming.
Okay.
Sports Saturday returns from the Nokomis Homecoming following these messages. And we're back here on WSMI Sports Saturday on FM 106. David Jenkins, Terry Toe, Tim Mize with you here at the Nokomis Homecoming at the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And David, it's always fun to see the mixture of the young kids and the high school kids.
It is, and you look around and you see a lot of them know the fundamentals quite well, or they know the fundamentals, they're just trying to apply it to the actual game, and then some of them are just out there. No knowledge of basketball
That's
whatsoever.
Right. You saw a nice pick set earlier.
Yes, if you want to call it that, it looked a lot like an offensive lineman going for a run block. Not pass protection, but a run block, because she was moving the line right there.
It's kind of like the V in the Mighty Ducks.
There
you know,
go.
You just kind of get in behind the V and follow me into the basket, guys. Okay?
That's right. Usually you're not allowed to move your feet when you're picking. She kind of threw it all out the window there.
Well, you know, this it may be inside, but this is more street.
Ball. Or just a street
yeah,
ball all the way.
Absolutely. It reminds me, like, when I was younger, they used to have that Hoop It Up tournament. It went around
yeah.
the country, but there was always one in St. Louis. So you'd go down and you'd play 3-on-3 basketball
yeah.
on the streets. You don't really see much of that
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
This is much better.
Oh, this is much better. And you know, in fact, and when you're in the gymnasium, you've got a place to sit.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to bring lawn chairs and stuff. You actually have a place to sit here in the balcony and along the sidelines and everything. It's air-conditioned. Yeah, you know, it's such a great venue to have these kids in here playing. And you know, we've said it a gazillion times, basketball players are made in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're not made in the winter. And, you know, the stuff that you learn here will carry you into the basketball season once November rolls in.
And
so.
We've talked to the Nokomis folks, Coach Kimbrough, Coach Pisco, about kind of how they approach the summer. And in a lot of ways, they approach it differently than a lot of schools do now, to where each sport has become year-round, where you
yeah,
expect
yeah.
the kids to be involved throughout the summer in your sport, whether it's football, basketball. Obviously, baseball has always been kind
right.
of the summertime
yeah.
sport. But Nokomis, basically, they say, give me 2 weeks.
Yeah. yeah.
Give me 2 weeks of your best, and then you can go do
yeah.
whatever you want to do. And when you see the success that then translates to in the winter, it's hard to argue with that formula.
Yeah. And there's a fine line with playing by the rules as well, because there's a certain amount of time you're allotted when the school year is not in session. In fact, I think like Chicago Simeon and a lot of those other high schools got busted for playing too much during summer. Here not
oh.
that long ago.
Gabe, I'm shocked and outraged that something like that would happen.
There was
right?
a great story about Wayne McLean back in the day when he was at Manual, because
yeah.
the head coach could not
yeah.
coach mm-hmm. during the summer, but he would sit up in the top row of the bleachers. He had a series of hand signals
yeah.
and full court press. Just getting after it. He wasn't coaching,
no,
but he
no,
was coaching.
No.
It's like a Bobby Valentine in the Mets dugout wearing a mustache
yeah, yeah,
and sunglasses.
Yeah.
one of the best disguises of all
Absolutely.
Time. Who is that guy?
Absolutely.
While we're in Nokomis, we want to mention that the Arrowhead Open is coming up on August the 18th, a Saturday, and it's going to be at Indian Springs at Van Buren'sburg this year. And I'm almost sure they're sold out.
I'm sure.
I don't think there's probably a spot open. But if you'd like to donate some money to the Arrowhead Open, which helps support the teams for uniforms, for training videos, or summer camps, they also help with scholarships for student athletes. You can contact one of the Arrowhead committee members. Missy Kaiser's the president. Sherry Herbstreit, Julie Nodal. Bonnie Brownback, Brandon Engelman, Tanya Engelman, Cassie and Paul Watson, Sheila King, and Beth King, who's sitting just over to my left here. I had a chance to talk with Beth a while ago. And again, on a personal note, what they did for me back in April, and that beautiful, beautiful quilt is proudly,
awesome.
Proudly displayed on my couch. And I've had lots of visitors, and I proudly brag on it. I said, you know, these guys from the Nokomis Athletic Association put that together.
And I know, Terry, it really did pain you that you weren't able to go to the Chili Dome
in
Irish Days this year.
Yeah.
But we did talk to Matt Milberg, as we always do, and they, you know, their fundraising golf tournament, obviously,
their team,
is very important as well.
Yeah, together everybody,
achieves more.
And that tournament's coming up very shortly, very soon as well. And it's interesting because both of these events started as part of the MTXE thing years ago, with the help of Maury Huff and his friends. And now that they've separated, they're both doing much better. They've basically doubled the amount of money they've made as compared to when it was MTXE.
Who would have thought that was even possible?
Well, yeah, you know, and the thing of it is, And Nikki Lohman pointed it out. You know, sometimes sports gets a bad name. But I'm telling you right now, if sports helps keep the kid in school, isn't it worth it?
Yeah, I would say so.
Logically, isn't it worth it if it helps a student athlete stay in school to stay eligible to be on a team?
Yeah.
I just, you know, maybe my thinking is incorrect, but to me it seems to be a logical thing. If that helps motivate a student to be a better student so that they can be on the team. What a great idea.
Keeps kids out of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, anyway, the Arrowhead Open, which is coming up on Saturday, August 18th, you can show up at Indian Springs. They'll have food there and probably things you can bid on. If you're wanting to donate items, just contact a member of the Arrowhead Open Committee.
So. Absolutely. Here at the 3-on-3 basketball tournament inside the gymnasium at Nokomis. And Terry, you always call this the new gym.
This is the new gym, yeah. And I tell you what, the old gym has some great, great memories. And probably the greatest game ever over there was the year Shelbyville won the regional and ended up winning the state tournament with the shot there at the very end of the ball game for Nokomis fell out, rimmed out, and you know, the legacy of that old gymnasium. And I tell you what, I love that old gym. We used to sit on the stage and look right down to the scoreboard, you know. Yeah, you had the benches off to your left side, and Nokomis bench was always closest to the stage, and you could hear during timeouts the conversations that would go on with Steve Kimbrough and Maury Huff, and it was such a... The gymnasiums where you had the stages and you were looking at the scoreboard. Bunker Hill was the same way.
Yeah.
You know, you sat at the end of the gymnasium, you looked right at the big scoreboard. Those were great, 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 great venues. And you know, when you get that, you got that old gymnasium packed. I'm telling you, man, there's 150 degrees in that place, and it was noisy. You could not hear yourself think.
And that's probably been the biggest change in high school sports around our immediate area is, back in the day, there was a line to get in, and every seat was packed. Unfortunately, we don't see that quite as much.
We don't
now.
Have as many kids in school anymore.
Exactly.
You know, that's the first thing I think that comes to mind is that where we had high schools, 650 kids, now they're down to about 400 kids. You know, that's a lot of parents, a lot of grandparents, a lot of cousins, a lot of brothers and sisters that don't end up going to ball games and packing the stands anymore.
Well, we were talking the other day, and David pointed out that Litchfield's enrollment has gone under 400.
It has. Yeah. I don't know that they've I'm sure at one point they probably were under 400 at some point in their history, but it's been a long time since that's happened. I believe they're at 395 heading into this year. And it, just as recently as about 10 years ago, they were over 500.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And, you know, and that's just kind of the way things are going. That's why educators are charged with, you know, tasks of keeping the districts functioning, keeping teachers hired, trying to make sure, things continue along as they should, and offering kids a good education. I think Brandon's going to come up here. And
well, and you look at Hillsboro.
I'll get him my headset.
And Hillsboro, who's they used to have an enrollment somewhere high 500, 600s.
Yeah.
They're now in between 400 and 500, so they're another one who's dropped significantly as well.
Yeah. Brandon Engelman, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right, running around here all day.
I see you didn't bring your whistle with you.
I got my whistle.
Oh, you got your whistle? Oh, okay.
Okay. In my pocket. I've already refereed a couple games here.
This is terrific, isn't it?
Yeah,
this
is great.
This gymnasium busy like this?
This is great. Yeah, Nikki Lohman and she had her daughter Taylor did a lot of the work this year. They did a great job of getting it in here and just nice to see you in the summertime, this place full like this every year.
And Brandon, as a coach now, we get to talk about your perspective. When you see this going on as a coach, what does it mean to you?
Absolutely. Well, you hear people talk about kids nowadays. They don't want to get out and play. They don't want to sit inside and do stuff like that. You can come out here and see the kids playing, and you can see some of them have been practicing and working all day. Not all of them are sitting inside all the time. But this for sure gets them out here and gets them working and playing hard and certainly seeing the competitive edge out here playing. A 3-on-3 is you better be tough to play 3-on-3.
Well, I tell you what, you get a bunch of kids from the same school who happen to be in the same division.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bloodshed out there, man.
It is. They're talking trash all day, all week. And
you're going to let them. You're going to let them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just let them see who comes out on top.
Come out and play tough.
Now, as a head coach, you're also able to see some of the younger talent that's going to be coming up through the ranks. And I think that bodes pretty well for Nokomis, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got a pretty good junior high team going on right now. So, and I get to coach the junior high as well, so I can see them girls here. We've been working all summer long, had a pretty successful summer there, and we got two junior high teams out here playing in the junior high and several younger girls in the fourth and fifth grade brackets here as well. So we're looking for numbers. Our high school numbers are down a little bit, but so seeing more numbers in the junior high is certainly nice to see coming up.
What kind of advantage is it to play against teams from around the area and, say, places like Springfield and other bigger towns?
It's just a different style of play. I mean, the different style of play, you see teams who are used to playing the man-to-man style. We play the zone defense, which doesn't always translate very well under your 3-on-3 play here, but you teach our kids a little bit different style of play, and then the more physical.
They got to move their feet, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you got to realize how intense kids are. And if you're getting whipped out here in this game, set you a tone to say, hey, I better work on my game to figure out what's going on.
Now, as a coach, are there times, say, once the game's over, or maybe even during the game, if you happen to be watching, does one of your players come over and say, hey, coach, what do I need to do?
Yeah, we do, I try to show them a little bit, like, hey, look at that's this play we run right there. You can use this little set of that play to use in that our screen and roll or a back screen or a backdoor somebody on there. Those are all things that we try to talk about that you have to use out here playing this, or you're not going to get any baskets.
So, what sort of value in a numerical value, say from 1 to 10? What kind of a value do you set on kids who participate in a 3-on-3 during the summertime? How much is that worth?
I think 3-on-3s sometimes parents don't like this because it gets too intense and you get some of the arguing a little bit. You also got to pick three of your friends to come play with. But as far as actually playing the game, I don't see anything better than come out here playing this. And we try to tell them in practice that don't, and girls especially, girls want the offense to go from, it's got to go from X to X to X. And if it doesn't work that way, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I try to make a play. And you're out here in this, that this teaches you. You have to make a play. There is no offense that you're going to run here. Nobody's going to come get you through it. You got to figure out how to get yourself open and get your teammate open at the same time.
One thing I thought that this sort of thing always has and big advantages is sometimes you get into arguments. You know, you get little tips going, but you know what? You figure out a way to settle it. And then you can go on with the ball game. And I think that's just part of a maturity process, not only during the summertime, but especially once you get to the basketball season.
Yeah, the composure. We talk about composure. Things aren't going to go right in the game. You're going to have mom and dad and grandma and grandpa screaming and yelling at the referees, and coach yelling at the referees and yelling at you. And composure, you have to be able to control yourself. The teammate fouling somebody, and you think the referee should have called a foul, you've got to figure out what to do. And that composure is stuff we talk about a lot. You got to be able to handle yourself, be intense, but be ready to make the right play.
And keep playing until you hear the whistle.
Absolutely.
You know,
because
at the younger age, sometimes there'll be a collision, a couple people fall down, and everybody stops, and you're going, why?
and in this term, we said play to a couple whistles, because sometimes they stop and the whistle on the wrong court, and they hit me, so I'm like, that's supposed to be that whistle. Keep going.
Yeah. How about the varsity team coming up this year? I know you've lost, a lot of talented people.
Figure out, I've told them a couple times this summer that those girls, in the summertime we were playing, they're all looking for somebody else to score, and I tell them, like, Kenna and Kayla and Kirsten and Alyssa are not coming back. Yeah. You're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to figure out the scores there. And we got some girls out there. It's going to be it's a different tone. They've been used to, these girls have been kind of the leaders. Those girls we lost, they've been kind of leaders all the way through, and these girls kind of, play in the shadows of him a little bit. But just we're content with being the role players there, and it's a different atmosphere, different energy for us there. So it's exciting. We've talked to Coach Brownback and Bonnie quite a bit about just the excitement of getting somebody.
How much is Bonnie Brownback worth as your assistant coach?
She's
worth $1 million, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, and she is all the time. I'm like, we got to work on this. She's like, well, we got a drill to do this. And here's what this. Coach Chuck used to do this with us there. I'm like, let's do it. If that will certainly a proven record there of working. So yeah, Bonnie's great. And she's also a calming aspect to me as well, because I get kind of excited a little bit.
And every once in a while, she'll tell you a joke or something to kind of lighten the mood.
She will do that as well, absolutely. So, Bonnie's tremendous. And I got a couple other assistants as well that help, Alexis McDowell and Beth King.
I talked to Beth earlier today,
Michelle Alexander comes when she can as well. So those guys are a tremendous help to me. I couldn't do the junior high and varsity at the same time without their help as well.
And back to your team coming up this winter. I think probably the one advantage you have being Nokomis is that great defense. Even though maybe the offense isn't settled in, you're going to be in games because of the defense that Nokomis plays.
Absolutely. We play that, and they're used to playing that as well. So we spend a ton of time on it, but at the same time, we don't have to spend as much time on it. We got a lot of other things to work on because they're all used to it. They're all playing, and they all know what's expected out of there as well. So, we'll struggle to score points this year at times, but our defense will hopefully keep us around and hang around so we can find our ways. So as we're going through the season, we get a little.
So, how much fun is it being a head coach for the Lady Redskins?
I bet it's a blast. Teachers, well, I love the summertime and all that, but now we got done playing last month, and I'm like, well, you know what? About 6 weeks, we're ready to go again.
Yeah.
It's awesome, man.
And November will be here before you know it.
Just the community and all that, everybody's excited about it all the time, and the boys' tradition continues all there, so that helps us continue with that, it's pretty exciting.
And one thing that I've noticed about Nokomis, and which is not always true at other schools, that if the girls are playing and the boys are available, they come out and cheer on the girls.
And, of course,
the girls attend the boys' games and cheer on the boys. And so you've got a lot of camaraderie as far as the student body is concerned.
They do. They come in and support each other. They get the boys do a great job with the student sections when they come in and play. And there's not always a ton of people in the gym here, but they make themselves known with that. We
and some interesting
that.
Costumes
and,
as well.
And they do. And the girls love that and feed off of it as well.
Yeah. Well, Brandon, I think you're probably going to be surprised by the end of the year on how much improvement you're going to see in your varsity team.
I didn't know what to expect, and after the summertime there, we're pretty excited there. I think we're still going to have our lumps and growing pains coming up, but we're pretty excited about where the girls are headed. And like I said, to get them into some new roles and get them to to understand where they're going to be. And once they figure that out, I think we'll be okay.
Lumps this year translate into wins next
year.
We
hope so.
That's right. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. Always good
to talk to
you, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys coming down here for supporting Mr. Hey, here.
This
really enjoy it.
One of the greatest things going, I tell you what. We need to get to another break. Sports Saturday rolls on right after these messages.
Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday here at the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And great conversation with Brandon Engelman, and the girls' program is alive and well.
Oh, it's alive and well, and as Brandon said, they're going to take their lumps a little bit this year. But, you know, when you're a Class 1A school, that's just going to happen. You're going to have to build, and when you lose the amount of talent that they lost this year to graduation, it's going to take time.
And it's nice that they're getting, he mentioned Alexis McDowell as an assistant coach.
Yeah,
they're getting girls who were played through the system not that far removed to help out with the coaching staff.
Michelle Alexander was a terrific ball player. Alexis was a great ball player. Beth King, great ball player. You know, Bonnie Brownback, one of the state tournament girls. And I mean, just the wealth of knowledge that's available on the bench. And, of course, Brandon played basketball.
And that's how you keep the tradition going at a small school, though, is when you have assistant coaches and head coaches who played for the school, involved in the program, so they can, I mean, history's only as good as the current people you have in charge, as we're finding out with the St. Louis Cardinals, unfortunately. But with Nokomis, you can rely on that history because the coaches on the bench lived it.
Right.
They played through it. So they, when they talk about it, it relates a lot better to the current players knowing, okay, that is a first-person account.
Yeah, I haven't been able to say it a lot, but I remember watching Alexis play. So,
right. Terry's been in that boat.
Yeah, I remember seeing Steve Kimbrell play in high school.
There you go.
Neil Alexander, so yeah.
We heard Brandon talk about another important aspect. We've seen it with the Southwestern girls program.
Yeah.
When the head varsity coach is the coach at the junior high level, that is so important. And even if it's not the same coach, if it's the same system and the same type of philosophy, that has become so important, especially in small schools.
When you look at the trophy case here at Nokomis, you will notice an awful lot of junior high trophies from the state basketball tournaments over the years. And there's a reason for that, and that translates to success at the varsity level.
That's exactly right. There's no guarantee that success at the junior high level translates to the varsity level, because once you get into high school, the varsity coach has to be able to take it to that next level. But you're exactly right. We broadcast so many junior high state championship games over the years.
And people ask me, Tim, why is that? Well, you know, sometimes kids quit growing.
Yeah.
You know, that's just part of nature that you have no control over. And you know, some kids quit growing, other kids grow even taller and their skill levels improve. And then you have, the dynamics of teamwork and working together and, you know, things just change sometimes.
And some folks might not realize the IESA does not encompass every junior high in the state. There are two different junior high sports organizations. So, yeah, you might have dominated the IESA, but that's only half the state.
Right.
You get into high school, you get everybody.
You get everybody. And, you know, the other junior high organizations, you know, their level of competition is just as good, if not better, than the IESA. So, you know, there's always somebody gunning for you out there as far as competition is concerned. But when you get a situation like this where you have kids who are, you know, in grade school, you know, third, fourth grade, all the way through high school competing in the 3-on-3 tournament here, this is just what the sports need, what the sport of basketball needs.
Yeah.
And this is such a fun day. Obviously, a lot of events going on with the Nokomis homecoming, but this is a great way to kick it off.
It really is. It really is. And obviously, one of the big events will be the parade this afternoon. You'll see a lot of people who are here, either playing or watching. They'll be either in the parade that they'll be attending. So it's just a big day.
And I think they've got, of course, ball games going on the rest of today and tomorrow. Fireworks coming up tomorrow night. Lots of food. A lot of, you know, good. Stay hydrated.
Yep. Always critical.
Always critical. Got to stay hydrated. And so it's always a good time. And the parade, by the way, is later on this evening. So at dusk. So.
And this is such a fun time of the year with the variety of different fairs and festivals we see around the area. There's so many of them.
There is, because Old Settlers will be here soon. That's usually marks the end of summer and the end of the. It used to mark the end of fairs and festivals, but then Litchfield moved their party in the park back to September.
I don't think anyone's complaining about that.
No.
I remember being out there when they had, remember when we played the human foosball test game? It was hot.
That would be next weekend if it were on the same same timeline.
Man. I remember looking at the First National Bank clock and it said 105. Like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, we sit in Studio A and do Sports Saturday. To me, this is a much better office to sit in and have a sports show.
It's nice to get out, yeah.
It is.
It's nice to get out in the area and be seen.
Yeah. So,
we mentioned at the start of the show, Football Friday will be coming up in a few short weeks, and that's always such an exciting time of the year whenever we get back into the high school sports season. Of course, volleyball really kicks off the sports calendar in a lot of ways, but football is what everybody gets jazzed up about.
Yeah, that's, I think, the 24th of August this year. High school volleyball will start a couple of weeks before that. Soccer will start about a week after volleyball. And, you know, you've got cross country in there. You've got golf. Golf will be starting early as well. It's just a great time of year. But, of course, football in the fall is the big thing as far as activities are concerned, because it's a Friday night light event. So
we'll have two August football games this year.
That's right. We will. That how unusual is that?
Right.
And then that means it's not early, but it seems it'll be an early start to the playoffs.
Thanksgiving is not the last Thursday in November this year.
Yeah.
It's the second to last, because it's got five Thursdays.
It's been a weird year like that. Well, you heard Nicky mention with the 1st of July falling on a Sunday, and had a few folks confused about, well, what is the second Saturday in July this year? Well, the second Saturday in July.
And I believe this year the finals go back to Memorial Stadium, don't they, at U of I?
Yes.
This year. So.
That's right. We've had the last few years, we've had the privilege to go to DeKalb and U of I to follow Staunton and Carlinville in the football state championship games. And I tell you what, Carlinville is loaded up again and ready to roll.
Are you shocked? Are you, surprised?
No.
No, not at all. So
I've always joked with Chad that they got some sort of stable over there on that Carlinville campus where they just keep football players locked away and just bring them out when needed. Like, break the glass when necessary.
It's kind of like the Clydesdales, you know. It's a special group of them all together, you know. When it's time to play football, these guys come out and do their thing. So and Carlinville should be in line for another great year. And you know, of course, the Sangamo Conference is going to be a terrific battle again this year in the Sangamo Conference. So and it'll be here before we know it.
And between the South Central and the Sangamo, I think it's four straight years they've been represented in the state football championship
game. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. They had two last year. Sangamo did.
That's right. Good stuff. We got Cardinal baseball for you this afternoon, 2:15 on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. And fellas, it has been a Busch Stadium, unfortunately, has turned into a dumpster fire.
Yes. There's not much more you can say. It's not in a good way right now.
No. I mean, they are playing so bad at home. I mean, they seem to get embarrassed on a regular nightly basis when they're playing in Busch Stadium, and that it's just sad to see.
And the excuse, it's still early, it's the All-Star break now, so I think that's gone.
Well, once you get beyond Memorial Day, it's not early anymore.
A lot of the national writers say Flag Day, you are what you are.
Flag Day,
for whatever reason.
When's that?
It's not June 14th.
Okay.
It's not necessarily because of the significance of Flag Day, but for whatever reason, it's the middle of June. By then, we know what you are. I mean, if you are at that point, you're not going to do anything much different unless you make the moves.
That's exactly
right. You know, Milwaukee continues to play excellent baseball. I think they've surprised a lot of people. They surprised me this year. I knew they were going to be better. I didn't know they would be this good. Can they sustain it? I don't know. Obviously, the Cubs are right there with them. But the Cardinals, you know, and you keep hearing all the Cardinals are 6.5 out, and, you know, they're still within striking distance. No,
of what,
not.
Last place?
It almost seems like they're 15 out.
They are now closer to last place than first place.
Yeah.
Six and a half games out of first, six games away from last. So, you know, the Cardinals can, in the front office, the ownership, they can be in denial about all the things they want to be. But the fact is, they are closer to last place than first place.
Yeah.
We did a break here on Sports Saturday. We're back in a moment. Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday, broadcasting live at the Nokomis Homecoming of the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And along with David Jenkins and Terry Tote, Tim Miles with you here on Sports Saturday. And Terry, it's so great to have you back, my friend, as you made your return to work this week.
It's good to be back. It's good to get out of the house. Trying to build a little stamina. That's really what I'm trying to work on right now. We're still dealing with the after effects of a chemo backlash, but we're going to go back on chemotherapy beginning August 1st, and we've got some different medicine we're trying. And, you know, it's for people who don't understand, the particular affliction is called pseudomoxia peritonei. It's a rare form of cancer, and it's one in a million. And for 20% of the one in a million that get it, it's an aggressive form, and that's what I have. So we're treating it, you know, and we're trying, and it's an orphan disease. In other words, there's not a lot of research. There's a lot of money that goes into cancer research, but not this particular kind of research for this particular kind of cancer. So we're just kind of throwing things against the wall and see what works. And, you know,
something will stick eventually.
Something will stick eventually. And part of the problem I had earlier is we were trying some opioid stuff, and which didn't allow me to drive or sign documents or do anything like that. And, you know, getting off of that and feeling a lot better allows me to get out and get back to work, which, you know, this is sitting here in this office is great. This is just reinvigorates me.
It's the best medicine for you.
It is the best medicine. Looking forward to, you know, the high school football season where we're in. I think we always look forward to a great, great fall. And, of course, the basketball will be here before we know it. And December 8th, really looking forward to the shootout.
That's exactly right. Now, you mentioned Football Friday will be August 24th this year. It was August 26th last year, and that was the day of your marathon surgery, I think.
25th.
Okay, 25th. Yeah, but it was the first night of the football season. You had that 19-hour surgery, and everybody was thinking about you that night and throughout the entire football season and every month that progressed. But you mentioned December 8th. That's the WSMI basketball shootout. It's going to be at Carthenville High School this year. We hope to make it an annual thing and get the local cancer associations involved, and they'll be able to donate the money to where they see fit. This year it's all going to you, Terry, and we're looking so forward to it. You've wanted something like this for years, and unfortunately, it was your situation that allowed us to get it off the ground.
You know, a life is interesting because you never know what's going to happen. I look at it this way. You know, there are an awful lot of people that have other afflictions that are much, much worse than mine. I'm very fortunate. I have a wonderful family. I have a lot of great friends. I work for a good organization. We have a wonderful relationship with the area, and it's very encouraging. And sometimes that doesn't mean that there's ever a time that I don't get frustrated, because I do. But for the most part, it's positive, and even though we haven't figured out everything, we're still figuring stuff out.
Well, you're like a presidential candidate whenever you go on location. Tell you're kissing babies, you're shaking hands.
Well, I've been around long enough. I was talking to some people at the doctor's office the other day, and they were talking about, you know, what we do for a living and stuff like that. And I said, well, for anybody who has kids now, and if they've played any sport probably in the last 40 years, I've done their games.
That's not an exaggeration.
That's not an exaggeration. And you know, there are people who have been school superintendents who have already retired. There have been coaches who've played and graduated, and they're retired. And the longevity of it just shows you that I've got one of the best jobs in the world.
And that's the great thing about this profession. You don't have to retire from this.
Oh, no. I can sit on my butt and talk a lot. that's all right. Entered into my 41st year of broadcasting at WSMI, and 44 43, 44 years overall. So it's been a fun thing for me to be part of. And as we say, it beats working for a living.
Absolutely. I know you are touched on a daily basis by the outpouring of support. Maybe on some level you've realized how many lives you have touched over the years. I don't know if you fully appreciate it, but you have, my friend.
But how many lives have touched me?
Right. That's exactly right.
It's been a reciprocal agreement, you know, a two-way street.
We're out of time here on the sports show from the 3-on-3 basketball tournament at the Nokomis Homecoming. D-Tote, take us home.
That's going to do it. Have a great sporting weekend. If you can stop by, enjoy Rib Fest at Staunton or the Nokomis Homecoming, get out there and do so. Just make sure you stay hydrated. Seriously, take advantage of some shade and make sure you have a bite to eat. But get out there and enjoy the great happenings here in Mid-Illinois on WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Have a terrific sporting weekend.